this is Jacqueline B reflecting on when does professional stop and personal start. I've always heard that it's better to have your professional persona and not have that confused with your personal persona. It's a particularly a thing in sales, and it's always made sense to me. I wouldn't, for instance, I've got a meeting tomorrow and I don't know the person, and so I will be meeting with them and making sure that I'm polite and friendly at an appropriate level. I wouldn't be, say, making a swear word or making inappropriate jokes or suggesting that we go out and get drunk. I know how to be professional. But today, during our team meeting here in Praha, one of our members, Jean, said, actually, when you are a small business, or when you are a solopreneur, in fact, you are both the professional and the personal. Where does one start and the other, one end and the other start? Where does really and truly, if you're measuring the impact that something has had on, if you're measuring the impact on how you've been affected professionally, how you've been affected personally, actually that's quite difficult to separate out, because those two things are so entwined, aren't they? If I am impacted personally with something, so this project has impacted me by making me really aware of where I fit in terms of what I bring to the table, what my skills are, and how that can be used to help people, for instance. And that's both very personal, because it's a confidence thing, and it's a realization, and it's also professional, because that helps me identify where I can, my professional life is, which of course I know, but it augments that. We can see how it's really difficult to separate those two things out. And in fact, is it useful? So the professional me is still me. It's not a different persona. It's how I am in that moment with that person, or with that company, or with that group of people. It's still me. And the more authentically me I am, the greater value the conversation has. And I don't know if I'm actually making any sense here, or if this is sort of useful in any way, but it just occurred to me as being a distinction that is made that isn't maybe deep enough, isn't maybe or maybe it just doesn't fit for me. I'm thinking, for instance, about making friends with your clients, and that's not something that's recommended. And yet, for me, the people I work with do become friends at one level. It doesn't mean that we'd be friends for life, but I pretty much keep in touch with many of my previous clients from a social point of view, from the fact that we made a deep connection. And that deep connection carries on outside of the professional relationship. And it's always been like that for me with people that have worked for me. I've had warnings before about getting too close to my team, maintaining a professional distance and so on. That that's not something that has really been an issue for me ever. And I have worked with some incredibly amazing people who have gone on to do amazing things, and I've maintained friendships from those relationships as well. So yeah, just something to think about, really. I'd love to hear other people's opinions on this. Thank you for listening.